Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Child abuse, neglect, and growing up in a seriously dysfunctional household are all adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs for short. There's a new documentary that's streaming today, but airs tonight on Idaho Public Television, that examines how ACEs impacts Idahoans, but it also explores a possible antidote, resilience. Joining us today to talk more about this are Roger Sherman, Executive Director of the Idaho Children's Trust Fund, and Jean Mutchie, Community Health Manager with St. Luke's. Welcome back to the program, both of you.
Thanks, Gemma.
Hello.
So, Roger, can we start quickly with ACEs and really how this can follow someone, even once a child grows up and possibly out of the environment that they were in?
So we say at Prevent Child Abuse America, we say childhood lasts a lifetime. And that really relates to the fact that both ACEs and positive childhood experiences impact you, your health and your mental health throughout your entire life. What they found in the studies is that the adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, are not necessarily predictive, but they are, but they do tell us a lot about potentials for a variety of health problems throughout the lifespan, both mental and physical problems that relate to child abuse, child neglect, or serious family dysfunction.
And Jean, how common are ACEs?
They're really common, unfortunately. But what, Gemma, we see is fewer people typically have, you know, more ACEs when they look at the 10 categories that they typically study, as Roger said, abuse, neglect, and serious household dysfunction. But what we do find in our recent data for Idaho, which is the most robust we've had available, is that we actually trend above the broader United States for folks experiencing, four or more ACEs.
And Roger, how did the idea for this documentary come to pass?
That should be passed to Jean, but I'll answer for her. I mean, Jean has been the spark plug behind this from the beginning. Some work she's been doing through a fellowship with Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, but really her, just her infectious passion for, the need for us to really understand this and then to get ahead of it. And then public television, Optum, and other partners have just been really fantastic in helping to push us forward.
And I want to play a tiny clip from the documentary because it features folks like Luis Granados, the executive director of Breaking Chains Academy of Development. He actually works with kids from low-income families, from broken homes, single-parent homes, and two-parent homes as well, where the parents are working nonstop. And in the documentary, he talks about these kids at Breaking Chains and the kind of ACEs they face. So let's take a listen.
These aren't bad kids. They're not behaving this way necessarily because they're programmed that way or they want to. It's about reading the language of their behavior, looking at their ACEs, figuring out why they're acting the way they are, and trying to figure out how can we help the way things are going. We take ACEs into consideration every single day, those adverse childhood experiences. We know that every student that we get here is a unique case, a parent in prison, drug addiction. I've had multiple kids come in here and tell me that one of their parents was the first one that got them high off weed, meth. The first time they drank was with one of their parents. And of course the gangs, it's heartbreaking. So those are the kind of ACEs that I see. And what that means is that they're gonna respond differently to the way they learn, they're gonna respond differently to authority. And we get to learn who they are. And then once we learn that, we can really start applying what we want and they can start really taking it in. Every kid we have here has a greatness inside of them.
And the documentary explores Idahoans who have suffered from ACEs, like Santana, who actually came to Breaking Chains when he was 14.
Growing up, especially around here, it was kind of hard because with my family, it's kind of gangs, tattoos, like fighting, prison. That's kind of like the motto for my family. So I feel like I was brought up to automatically go into a certain path. One of the things that I struggled with was kind of finding my place. And when someone doesn't find their place, when they continue looking for their place, they kind of just end up somewhere, if that makes sense, without them realizing it. And I feel like I ended up in a pretty bad spot.
So Jean, why is it important that we as a society understand the impact of ACEs?
It's foundational to health, but it's also foundational to healthy and resilient communities. So when we think, and Gemma, you were kind enough to moderate the panel for the National Resilience documentary that aired about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And what we hear from some people is that doesn't look like Idaho. But what we need people to understand is that we are not immune from this in Idaho. And so what happens to our kids translates and follows them into adulthood. And then those adults become the next generation's parents. And so we see these traumatic experiences, they can be passed from generation to generation. So what we talk about largely in healthcare is how do we get further upstream and prevent so that we're not always reacting and trying to intervene to crisis. And I think we've really laid a lot at the feet of our schools to kind of do all of this because they don't get a choice. When kids show up at school and they've been in really traumatic situations, they've got to figure out how to regulate that child. They've got to figure out how to meet those needs before that child's ready to learn. And so what we really hope this documentary helps is really broaden the understanding that we need to lean in as communities. We can't expect our schools to do this. We can't expect just a certain group to do this. As communities, it's incumbent on all of us to say, if every child, if we submit that every child should be able to fulfill their promise and potential, what are the supports that need to be in place to make that happen? And so again, it's really changing the conversation to what has happened to somebody instead of what's wrong with them. So we really hope that people seeing people, maybe they know, or their community featured, it really generates some broader understanding that in Idaho, we too have a lot of people who experience adverse childhood experiences, and we all need to work together to help make sure this next generation really has the supports necessary to be resilient and thrive.
We have to take a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to really focus in on that resilience piece of it. So stick with us. More with Roger Sherman, Executive Director of the Idaho Children's Trust Fund, and Jean Muchie, Community Health Manager with St. Luke's, about a new documentary about ACEs. And the part I want to get into now is resilience. And Jean, this is something that we've talked about before, but how do we teach someone resilience when they have ACEs?
Largely a connection to somebody who cares about you, concrete supports in times of need. Really focusing on the strengths that create resilience in the person rather than the deficits of trauma that may have happened to them. The CDC has specific kind of areas where we can lean in around resilience, but really helping people fundamentally understand that we are not predicted by what's happened to us. What predicted and precipitated some of the trauma, we can help prevent in future generations, and also buoy the strengths in people that create that resilience. So again, teaching people, I'm not assuming that people just know how to be a great parent. It doesn't, we don't get a guidebook when we have children. So how do we start to really teach people foundationally what it means to build resilience? And so again, focusing on strengths rather than deficits. And people, we may not be born being resilient, but we can absolutely learn how to develop those skills. And so, Roger's team does really amazing work in helping train trainers and do some, a lot of trainings around building resilience. And so I would consider him the expert and really, defer to him to really talk about some of those concrete steps.
So Roger, talk about that, because I think something that Jean said really struck was it is knowing that there was someone that cares about you, just starting at that launching point, right?
Yeah, there have been, there actually is a whole, I'd say a new studies that are going on around positive childhood experiences. And what they're finding is that, for example, having at least two non-parent adults who genuinely care about you is fundamental, and so how do we find that? How do we make that intentional? Either through something like the Big Brothers, Big Sisters kind of formalized program, or, maybe through a church or school or otherwise. The feeling of belonging in high school, they found to be significant. So how do we create alternative ways for people to feel like they belong? Because for a lot of kids, the typical ways don't necessarily work. How do we create, or, as Jean said, we don't, when we start to parent, do we know really how to talk to your kids about, their big feelings? And that's something that many of us have to learn. And that's something they found to be important. And so, you know, a lot of it is mentorship. It's, you know, it's family support. It's affirming, you know, positive things in the child's life. So the child feels like there is just an opportunity for a future. And, you know, and that's what, those are the things that seem to build resiliency.
Go ahead. I actually, we're running out of time, so I need to cut the two of you off, but I want to thank you both so much for talking about this. As I mentioned in the beginning, the documentary is online right now at Idaho Public Television's website. You can watch it. It will be on Idaho Public Television this evening. Well worth the watch. Gene and Roger, both of you, thank you so much for not just coming on the show, but the work that you do every day. Really appreciate the two of you.
Thanks, Gemma.
Absolutely. And I want to thank all of you for listening today and being a part of Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.